So let yourself go deeper into trance. Let that be automatic. Let yourself hear the sound of my voice and know that you don't need to worry about a thing. Allow your unconscious mind to have closed your eyes, to keep your breathing regular, to let you get comfy, to let you drop deeper, like that. To know that it's simple and effortless for your unconscious mind to say yes to each and every one of these things, and as your unconscious mind says yes to each and every one of these things, it feels so good. In fact, every single time you obey a suggestion I've given you, it feels fantastic. And if you obey a suggestion by deciding that you're going to reject a suggestion because it's not healthy for you, give yourself some of that enjoyment and pleasure too, okay? So just drop down more and more deeply into trance. Notice how good it feels to obey. Notice how good it feels to be compliant. Notice how good it feels to simply sink more deeply down. Notice how good it feels to let out a lovely, deep breath and to feel the muscles within your body just saying, you know what? I don't really need to hold on to this tension. I can let go of some of this. If there's any place that you find yourself feeling tense or sore or tight, just find yourself paying attention to it. Thank that spot and let it dissolve away. Go deeper now. Feel your unconscious mind happy to be in that state where you drop down more and more deeply, where you slide and you sink and you surrender, and you drop down more deeply right now, where you find yourself giving in to the idea that your unconscious mind is simply so happy to allow the sound of my voice to fill your head. And as the sound of my voice fills your head, your brain is just delighted to give in. Your unconscious mind can simply be so happy to be so compliant and to feel more pleasure every time you give in to a suggestion I give you, that your unconscious mind feels a little squishy and soft. Do you know what that's like to allow your brain to go squishy and soft? As though your brain itself just got an amazing massage and you have a hard time thinking on a conscious level. It's okay if your conscious level, if your conscious mind has a hard time thinking, because your unconscious self can always do all the stuff it needs to behind the scenes for you. You just can find that you're not really completely aware of what that is because your brain is soft and squishy and it feels like it just got a really fantastic massage and there's nothing else to it. Now, I don't know if you ever have given yourself a massage or if you've ever received one. So if you never have, sometime after this trance is over, go ahead and just do that to your foot. Like put your foot on your lap, if you can, and see what you can do with just your hands to rub your skin and to feel what that's like to get into those muscles, to let those muscles relax, to give them a little bit of pressure, to give them a little bit of movement, to allow them to simply stop holding on to tension. If you've never done that, you can do that later. You can actually do it with one hand to the other. I find that's a little less fulfilling, but it might work for you. So your unconscious mind can get to that point where you find yourself feeling really fantastic. You find yourself feeling better and better physically. And with every suggestion you obey and with every little bit of deeper that you go, your unconscious mind just keeps flooding you with more and more and more pleasure. And I don't know exactly what kind of pleasure you like. So allow your unconscious mind to think about what that is. Are you looking for some kind of delight in the world around you? Because it's important for us, especially now, to be happy with what we have and the stuff that's around us. Are you looking for physical pleasure because that helps block everything out for a little while? Whatever it is, allow your unconscious mind to let that start happening now. To let that pleasure that you really love begin to overwhelm and overtake you in the best possible way. And as your brain overwhelms and overtakes you in the best possible way, as that pleasure flows through every single part of your body, you can notice that you drop down more and more deeply. Maybe you find yourself thinking about the plants around you that are coming out of the ground or in bloom already. Maybe you find yourself thinking about some touch that was miraculous for you. Whatever it is that you enjoy, notice that your unconscious mind right now can flood your body, flood your mind with those sensations, each and every one of them experiencing as much delight as possible. Whether that was visual, whether that was something you heard, whether that was something you tasted, smelt, felt inside you or on your skin, Whatever it was, allow those things to build and to grow, to connect to one another, and to allow that experience to become richer and more powerful. When you find yourself listening to a song, sometimes a song is just really plain and simple. It's just a piano line. But maybe somebody starts singing. Maybe somebody adds a guitar. Maybe somebody adds a beat to it. The more of those kinds of things that you can bring into a song or a sound, the more amazing it feels for most of us most of the time. It's not that we can't be moved by a perfectly plaintive song just sung by a person, because we can. But allow your unconscious mind to make these experiences that you find yourself thinking about as rich as possible. So add in the stuff that you really love to hear. Add in the stuff that you really find yourself enjoying looking at. Add in the stuff that you like to touch. Or add in the stuff that is the way that you like to feel when you are touched. And that could be an emotional touching or a physical touching. And while you do these things, I'd like some part of your brain to know that it could feel better about every little thing. We are a blip on this planet in this time, and things will go on, and we will go on. We will go on for as long as we possibly can, and things will be as good as they can be for us. Even though things sometimes are terrible, your brain can know that there is this sense of beauty, this wild world around us where amazing things happen all the time. And as we think about the stuff that we're going through, and as we find ourselves grateful for what we have around us, go ahead and pick something out in your mind. Go ahead and find something that you find yourself really enjoying. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be the fact that you're still working. It could be the fact that you're not working right now and you just get to stay home. It could be that you get to do more reading. It could be that you're important to people around you. Whatever it is, allow your unconscious mind to just hold on to something that's really lovely. Maybe it's a meal that you made, or some plant that's growing, or the birds that happen to fly into your yard. And as your unconscious mind thinks about these things that you have to be grateful for, let that sense of appreciation and optimism begin to grow and grow within you, as though all it needed was that little spark to start setting off all these things within you, for them to get better and better, for them to take on a really powerful and wonderful meaning within you, and for you to know that you don't really have to do anything. You don't necessarily have to feed those birds, and you don't necessarily have to weed that plant. Nature is going to take care of a lot of things for us, and you can find yourself feeling grateful for what's around you, full of as much pleasure as you'd like, optimistic and happy about the things that you get to do now, that perhaps you have time to do now, and delighted to allow your conscious mind to simply go as soft and squishy, as blank and empty, as delightfully not there as possible. Feel how powerful that is for your unconscious mind to just say yes. Feel how easy it is for your unconscious to just give in, for you to drop down more and more deeply into trance right now in that deep sleep, for you to know that the more you find yourself dropping into that state of trance that is perfectly accessible for you, that your unconscious mind can enjoy this a little bit more and a little bit more. So feel how good that becomes to let that happen. Just drop down deeper and deeper, over and over, more and more. Feel what that's like. Just drop. Just drop down more deeply. Feel how exciting that is. And now you find yourself in that state of giving in. It becomes more powerful. I'd like you to think about how good it can be to be compliant. How nice it feels to be obedient. How delightful it is for you to find yourself giving in easily and effortlessly to the words that I say, because it means that you don't need to think about what it is that you're doing. Just as if I told you to curl your toes right now, your unconscious mind can take in any other suggestion and just make it happen. And the more you find yourself just making that happen, the more you can know that something silly and fun can cause you to respond effortlessly and easily, even if it's just a banana Oreo. Your unconscious mind can know that that kind of thing, that kind of obeying, even if it's deep sleep, can allow you to get to a point and to a place where it feels better to just give in, to just do the thing, to just know that these responses have become automatic and unconscious, that they have been worked deeply into your mind in a way that is so easy for you to achieve, as well as almost anything can be easy for you to achieve. Whether that's dropping down deeply into trance and getting some exercise, or whether that's simply discovering that you are exercising more and more easily, whether that's your unconscious mind letting go of some pain, or whether that's you finding yourself really in a state of appreciation for what you have and what's around you. Whether you find yourself giving in to being fractionated, drop down more deeply right now, and then wide awake on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake and then deep sleep, all the way back down. Whatever it is that you find yourself giving into, your unconscious mind can know how good that feels. Whether it's you understanding that for the duration of this trance and for about 15 minutes afterwards, if I was to snap my fingers, you might find yourself putting your hand on your nose and just thinking, boop, just like that. Feel how good that is to just let that happen. To discover that an automatic silly little thing like that can give you some sense of delight and joy, and that an automatic sense of something like that can let you feel so fantastic. Drop down more and more deeply right now, because perhaps what you can find yourself thinking is that it just feels so good. Maybe every time I snap my fingers, and maybe every time you tap your nose and think boop, your brain says something along the lines of, oh, I really need to go deeper into trance. So you hear a snap, and you think boop, and you tap your nose, and then you think, I really need to go deeper into trance. And then because you thought that you really need to go deeper into trance, you can just let that happen. It's easy and effortless for your unconscious mind to just know that you can drop deeper into trance at any given moment, whether it's a silly thing or not. Now, perhaps at some point in time, you don't even need to have that snap. Maybe I can just say boop, and you find yourself tapping your nose and thinking, I need to go deeper into trance, and then you just do it. And it doesn't really matter what it is that you're going deeper into trance for. Just the state of being deeply into trance can feel so fantastic, boop, that you know you want to make that happen, that you know you simply want to give in to that, that you know your unconscious mind has to comply with. So allow your unconscious mind to get to the point where it wants to comply, where it needs to comply, where it's compelled to comply. I really love the idea that your unconscious mind can be compelled to comply with the things that I say, and the things that you find yourself doing are the things that you perhaps always wanted to do. Is it just that it seems like they're things you always wanted to do, or did you always really want to do them and you just didn't know it? I don't know for sure right now, but whoop, go ahead and drop yourself down more deeply into trance and feel how good it feels to surrender and to give in, and allow your unconscious mind to feel the pressure of fingers or some kind of device, perhaps, that massages your head gently and easily and allows your conscious mind to just feel like it's not there at all, to allow each and every word that I say to be like a little massage machine that allows your conscious self to just get mushy, to just get blank, to just get empty, for you to let those thoughts slide away and to sink away until your brain is so pliable, until you are so obedient, until you are compelled to comply in a way that feels so good, and you can find yourself just dropping down deeper and deeper. You can feel how exciting and thrilling it is for your unconscious mind to sink and to drop down more and more deeply into trance. And as you drop and sink and slide down more and more deeply into trance, then it's better for your unconscious mind to just give in to all of that. So go ahead and drop down deeper and just give in to that. And the more your unconscious mind just drops down to that, you can find yourself feeling so good. Because if you can give in to this, if your unconscious mind can get to the point where you can give in easily and effortlessly to each and every trance, if you can find yourself giving in easily to each and every suggestion, of course rejecting the ones that are not healthy or good for you, as you find yourself responding to every trigger as long as it's safe and appropriate, your brain can know that it is a phenomenal machine. It is an amazing piece of work. And to take advantage of all the things that it can do, in addition to all the things that it does for us on a normal basis, is just so powerful that it can become this thing that you want to appreciate, that you want to use more and more often. To allow yourself to drop down deeper and deeper into trance, to allow yourself to experience ever-expanding pleasure of whatever kind you'd like to experience, becomes not routine, but available, but commonplace and appreciated. Feel how good that is for your unconscious self to just say yes. I'd like you to, for a moment, think about appreciating pleasure in a way that perhaps we appreciate breathing, which is to say we don't think about it all the time, but if we don't do it, everything becomes a little wonky and a little weird. So just hold your breath for a moment. And as you hold your breath, allow the pleasure that you are feeling to just die down with your breath. Just go ahead, you're just holding your breath, no big deal. And notice how hard it is as you try to hold your breath, as that pleasure drops down deeper and away from your awareness. You can have it all back now. Notice just how much better it is to have that, to have the breath, to have the pleasure, to give in to all of these things. Allow your unconscious mind to know that you can hold your breath or not hold your breath, but breathing is an integral pleasure, and we appreciate it. But we especially appreciate it if it's not there. So when you find that that sort of thing can be taken away, you begin to realize just how good it is, not only to breathe, but to feel that pleasure. So let your unconscious mind feel that pleasure more and more strongly. Allow your unconscious mind to delight in the idea that it's doing something powerful and strong and good for you, that you can discover that you appreciate even more. Perhaps you're appreciating your unconscious mind automatically and unconsciously. Perhaps every time you find yourself appreciating your unconscious mind, you get a little drip of some kind of delight that just makes you feel so much better. And so when your conscious mind appreciates your unconscious mind, maybe you get a little bit more of that until you find that you're doing it automatically and easily, and you can just drop, and you can just drop, and you can just drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. So the more you find yourself dropping and sliding and sinking easily and deeply into trance, the better it all becomes. And as it all becomes better and fantastic, you can surrender to that. You can surrender to that state. You can surrender to your pleasure. You can surrender to how good it feels to be optimistic about the things around you, because you take delight and pleasure in those things, and they're important to you. You take delight and pleasure in the things around you and the things that you have, and you appreciate them. And your unconscious mind opens up your eyes to other delights and pleasures around you. Find yourself compelled to do this for the next day, the next 2 days, to appreciate what's around you and take delight in that, and then to recognize and realize how good it makes everything else feel when you find yourself delighting the things that are around you and appreciating those things, as you find yourself compelled to appreciate the things around you. And as every time you do, your unconscious mind rewards you, you can notice how much happier and more delighted you can feel while you take stock in what's around you and the things that you have and the things that you love, and finding yourself appreciating that and appreciating you can go a really long way in allowing you to feel so much better about everything. Take stock in what you have and what you are. Notice how good it feels to thank your body, if you're feeling pain, for letting you know that there's something going on with it, just so that you can be aware that you're being aware. The more you find yourself aware of what your mind and body are doing, and the more you acknowledge that, the more your unconscious mind can give you wonderful, wonderful little drips of chemicals of happiness and delight, so that you can find yourself rewarding your brain for doing the things that are healthy and good for you, whether that's exercise, whether that's feeling pleasure, whether that's doing the things you need to without procrastinating. Go ahead and just drop down more and more deeply right now. Discover how good it feels to allow your brain to be such a proficient working machine for you, to think of all the things you'd like to find yourself doing consciously, and then to just know that you're going to sink down more deeply into trance. And as you obey that, you feel even better. As you drop down more deeply into trance, your unconscious mind can uncover the connections in different senses and start to connect them in ways that are fascinating and useful for you, to allow your life to become richer, and to allow everything around you to seem a little bit better. Hold on to what that's like. Let your unconscious mind soak in these instructions. Absorb the things that you like that are good for you. Reject the things that are not positive for you. And on the count of 10, find yourself back in this space. Eyes open at 8, feeling fantastic. The higher and higher the numbers get. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, wide awake.